Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining me on another Weekday Meditation. I want to take us to the text over in the book of Proverbs in chapter 4. We use this a lot on the weekday meditation because it has such significant content and context for our everyday life. Listen to what the text says. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil. How does God, my friend, intend us to live? Well, the book of Proverbs gives us a pretty beautiful, practical way where it interweaves the spiritual and makes life the beautiful thing God wants it to be. So today, as we prepare to meditate, let's start off by telling the Lord how grateful we are for Him. Lord Jesus, we're grateful that You came, that You lived, that You died, You rose again, and You did that, that we might be in right relationship with God the Father. So today, as we step into Your presence, as we crawl up into Your lap, God, would You give us wisdom and direction? Would You give us peace and power? In the name of Jesus, we pray, and everybody said, amen. Yeah, it's so good to join. You're joining a few thousand folks today as we meditate, and I'm so grateful that you are. I want to invite you to take a couple of deep breaths now to separate the pace that you've been on or to prepare you for the pace that is ahead of you. And we're going to draw in that deep breath through our nose. We're going to hold it, and then we're just going to force it out. And when we do, we're going to force out every anxiety and fret and worry. Are you ready? Let's breathe. Hold it. Hold it. And now this time through the mouth, when you get that life-giving oxygen in your life, just send it to the part of you that needs that life-giving oxygen. Maybe it's a broken heart. Maybe it's a lonely soul. Maybe it's something that physically is ailing you. So whatever that is, just send that oxygen and then follow my lead and we'll let go of all that stress. You ready? Hold it. Now send it. And well, I believe we're ready now to hear from the Lord, so I invite you today to just get in a place of quietude and solitude and allow the Lord to speak into your life. This is a time for you to just hush, actually. While that sounds harsh, it really is a good way to look at it. It is time to hush and hear from the Lord. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, God does intend for us to live like the book of Proverbs beautifully illustrates for us. I know that what makes life the beautiful thing that God wants it to be is obedience and to spend time with Him.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another Weekday Meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.